我们没有经文的福音。
各位弟兄姊妹平安。
平安。
感谢主。I want to thank God。今天是母亲节。
Today is Mother's Day。
看到那么可爱的孩子们。
To see all these cute children。
像天使般的献上了一个赞美的诗歌。
They sing song like angels。
我相信这些诗歌给我们很震惊，看到这些孩子们那么美好的成长。
These songs are really inspiring to us. You see them growing up.
我们一起来做祷告，来感谢这些母亲在神面前的摆上。
Let's pray together to thank God for our mothers.
我们在天上的父，我们感谢你。
Our Heavenly Father, we thank you.
今天是特别的日子。
In this special day.
不只是母亲节。
Not only the Mother's Day.
让我们一起来纪念母亲的辛劳。
We want to thank God for what our mom has done for us.
纪念母亲无私的摆上牺牲。
We want to thank them for their sacrifice.
他们的爱心真是无微不至的照顾孩子们。
Their loving care for the children.
他们也建造家庭。
They're building up all the family.
他们也扶持丈夫。
To support their husbands.
使得家庭是一个美好的单元。
So that the family will be a good place for us.
一起在神的殿中敬拜。
So that we can come together to worship there.
同时今天又是一个美好的日子。
In this nice special day,
我们有四位弟兄姊妹要接受施洗礼。
Four of our brothers and sisters want to be baptized before you today.
这是神白白的恩典临到他们。
Father, we know this is a great blessing from you.
借着他们的信心
，through their faith,
他们能够接受主耶稣基督为救主。
They can come to accept Jesus Christ as their Savior.
成为神的儿女。
To become your children.
继续不断蒙受神永生的祝福。
So that we can all receive eternal blessing from you.
这时候求圣灵来充满我们每一位。
We pray that the Spirit be with us today.
让神继续加增母亲的心中的力量。
Strengthen all the mother here.
帮助他们在困难的时候继续不断地照顾他们的孩子们。
As they face difficulty, they can care for their children.
更使他们成为家庭的柱石。
Become an anchor for the family.
让这些受洗的弟兄姊妹们
，So everyone who are baptized today，
被神引领
，can be led by you，
更得到更丰盛的生命
，to receive an abundant life，
在世上可以做见证主名的任何的见证
，so we can all become witness for you。
这样祷告祈求
，In Jesus' name we pray，
阿门。
Amen。
今天我们思想一个题目是母亲的祷告。
I want to talk, think about the mother's prayer today.
这个是我们这个周报上有一些这个 outline.
The outline is in our bulletin today.
我们想把经文来念一下，提摩太后书。
Let's read the scripture together.
第一章的第一节到第六节。
Second Timothy chapter one.
你们都有圣经吗
？Everybody can use the Bible.
请把圣经打开。我们请弟兄念单数的，我来带领，然后双数由 Joseph 带用英文念，好吗
？OK， I will read the even verse and everybody else will read the odd verse. I'm going to read in English.
OK， 第一节，奉真旨意，照着基督耶稣里生命的应许，做基督耶稣使徒的保罗。
To Timothy, my dear son, grace, mercy, and peace from God the Father and Christ Jesus our Lord.
我感谢神，就是我接续祖先，用清洁的良心所侍奉的神，祈祷的时候不住地想念你。
Recalling your tears, I long to see you so that I may be filled with joy.
想到你心里无畏的信。这信是先在你外祖母罗伊和你的母亲尤尼基心里的，我深信也在你的心里。
For this reason, I remind you to fan into flame the gift of God, which is in you through the laying of my hands.
感谢神的话语。
Thank God for His words.
我们就用这六节经文好好思想一位母亲在家里的重要性和影响力。
Through these six verses, I want to share with you the important task of the mother in the family.
为了今天的母亲节跟洗礼，我想了很久。
I have been thinking about today's topic for a long time.
所以我就选了这六节经文。
And this is a verse I've chosen to share with you.
因为这六节经文跟刚刚得救的信徒们有关系。
These six verses are very relevant to people who are baptizing today.
而且跟一位母亲的重要性也有关系。
It also relates to the importance of the role of mother.
所以我们一起来思想。
That's why we want to go over these verses.
你知道一个母亲在家里的重要性。
Do you know how important is a mother in the family?
可以影响到孩子一生。
Because it affects the life of the child.
记得中国有一个成语故事。
I remember the Chinese saying.
孟子三迁。
The mother of monk moved three times.
你记得孟子是一个很有名的一个中国的思想家。
You know, Mencius is a great Chinese thinker.
可是他的母亲。
But his mother.
我们称他为孟母。
We call him as the mother of Mencius.
他为了孩子的教育。
For his son's education.
他搬家又搬家。
She moved again and again.
每次搬家都会牺牲的。
Every time she moved, she had to give up a lot.
可是每次搬家都帮助了孩子。
But every move helped her son.
这就表示了一位母亲。
This represents the heart of the mother.
很仔细的观察孩子的需要。
How meticulously he watched her sons.
因为孟母第一次发现他们住的地方边上有个坟墓。
Because first time she realized they live near a graveyard.
所以他们孩子在玩的时候就开始学习他们埋葬死人的活动。
So he watched his son playing the funeral service in their child play.
整天孩子们玩的就是哭哭啼啼的。
And they pretend to be crying for his dead.
所以他说应该要搬个地方。
And she said it's time to move.
所以第二次一搬就搬到一个市场的边上。
Second time they moved to a market.
就发现孩子们玩的游戏就是玩怎么样去讨价还价。
Then they discovered her son learn to negotiate in their game.
而且知道怎么样把好的东西放在下面，坏的东西拿出来卖。
Hit the good stuff under the table and sell the cheap stuff.
所以孟母说，我们还是要搬一个家。
And the mother of Mencius said it's time to move again.
最后搬到一个学校的边上。
Finally, they moved next to a school.
就发现学校里面孩子在念书。
While the kids are studying in the school.
孟子就开始学习怎么样念书。
The Mencius was also reading.
然后孟母就继续不断地教导孩子怎么样好好念书，真正可以学到东西。
So she used the opportunity to encourage him to learn.
我想在座的母亲们岂不是都有同样的心智吗
？I think all the mother here probably have the same heart.
我们选找住的地方都选学区很重要，是不是
？I know picking the right school district is the most important thing.
不只是学区重要，而且你教导孩子怎么样好好的学。
Not only the district, the school district, but also how they will learn.
我们今天就来思想这六节经文。
Through this verse, we want to think about this.
第一项是讲到保罗的感恩。
The first, we talk about the thankfulness of Paul.
这是这经文的第一节到第四节。
That's from verse 1 to verse 4.
因为时间关系，我们就直接讲，你们就不要去读经文了。
Because of the time that we had constraint, we will just go over quickly.
因为保罗的感恩是想到提摩太这位信徒。
Paul was thanksgiving because of Timothy.
从提摩太受洗的时候
When Timothy was baptized.
今天有四位弟兄姊妹要受洗
We have four people baptizing today.
这边在座很多已经很久以前就受过洗
All of you are baptized long time ago.
这位提摩太就是他受洗之后
Timothy was the one after he was baptized.
他就继续不断地在神的话语里面成长
Someone who continued to grow in the words of God.
他跟随着保罗
He followed Paul.
保罗到哪去宣道，他也跟着去宣道。
He followed Paul everywhere Paul went.
保罗在哪传道，他就在那边传道。
Where Paul is preaching, there Timothy is also.
他当在服事时候碰到困难的时候
，When they run into difficulty,
他还是按照凭着信心去服事。
By faith, they continue to serve.
成为保罗一个最重要的一个同工。
He become a very important helper to Paul.
从他受洗
，From the day he baptized,
到这段经文写的时候
Until when these verses are written,
提摩太一直都是在保罗边上忠心地服侍这位主耶稣基督
Timothy had been serving Jesus Christ along with Paul faithfully
这就是跟我们今天要受洗的弟兄姊妹所勉励的
This is what all the people who are baptizing today should learn
受洗成为神的儿女
To be baptized into the children of God
借着神的话语和服侍
Through God's words and serving Him,
就越来越成长，成为神重用的器皿。
That you can mature to become somebody who is useful for God to use.
所以保罗的感恩
That's why Paul's thanksgiving
是因为看到一位信徒
Because he witnessed a Timothy
受了洗得到新生命之后
After he baptized and received a new life
一步一步被神建造起来
Step by step he was built up by God
得到更丰盛的生命
To live an abundant life
帮助了很多的信徒
To help many other Christians
甚至在很困难的时候
Even in the time of difficulty
保罗发现提摩太有一个非常非常重要的信心
Paul discovered that Timothy have a very special faith
就是在这第五节所说的
That is written in the verse 5
我觉得这节经文太重要我们需要念一下
This is such an important verse we should read again
提摩太后书第一章第五节如果你有圣经的话我们一起来念
In the verse 5
我们一起来念
Let's read together
想到你心里
无畏之心这信是现在你外祖母挪以和你母亲有里基心里的我信心也存人心里
哇这句话一开始讲的无为之信
Here talk about a sincere faith
讲这个无为的信是在提摩太的心中
Sincere faith that's in the heart of Timothy
这就是第一段保罗感恩的一个原因
That is the reason that Paul is full of thanksgiving
因为他感恩继续不断为提摩太祷告的原因是因为这个无畏的信心
He thanked God for Timothy's sincere faith
这无畏的信心的意思是一个真心的信心
A sincere faith is a true faith
不是表面
Not just superficial
是心中一个非常坚定的信主耶稣基督的信心
It's something deeply rooted in the heart
这帮助了提摩太在任何困难的时候
Something that will help him at time of difficulty
甚至被异端攻击的时候
Even when he was facing heresy
他的信心从来没改变
His faith would never be changed
所以保罗前面的几段是讲到一个感恩
That's why all these verses talk about Paul's thanksgiving
现在他讲到这无畏的信心
Now he talk about this sincere faith
你我都需要这无畏的信心
We all need to have this sincere faith
我们现在就求神把这无畏信心放在我们的心中
We pray God will give his sincere faith to all of us
因为人生道路上是有碰到困难的事
Because in our life journey we will run into many difficulties
也有需要突破的地方
There are so many breakthroughs that we need to do
很多地方我们看不到前面该怎么做
Very often we do not cannot see what is coming
可是有这无畏的信心
But with a sincere faith
就好像你在航海中有了导航器
Just that in this journey you have a compass
在黑暗中你看到一些亮光
In the darkness you can have light
你在困难的时候有了避难所
In the time of difficulty you have a shelter to rest
所以保罗开始想到这个无畏的信心从哪来的呢
So where is this sincere faith come from
他就想到原来提摩太的外祖母
He can trace it back to the grandmother Lois
外祖母叫罗伊
Her name is Lois.
原来她的外祖母也有这样的信心。
In fact, her grandmother has this sincere faith.
又想到她的母提摩太的母亲。
Paul also remembered Timothy's mother,
Eunice. 她也有这样的信心。
She also possessed this faith.
所以她相信，保罗相信。
That's why Paul is persuaded.
这个信心也在提摩太的心中
This faith now lives in Timothy also
所以信心是可以影响到边上的人的
Indeed, faith can be affected other, can affect other people
所以保罗这时候相信这无畏的信心是因为他的外祖母跟祖母生命影响到提摩太的生命
That's why Paul believed his sincere faith was coming down from the grandmother to mother and then to Timothy
这不是说我们的长辈有了信心，我们就自然有信心。
It doesn't mean that when your ancestor have faith, you automatically have.
可是因为长辈们他们的信心被你看到了。
But because their faith was witnessed by you.
他们在任何困难时候借着信心可以通过这困难。
When they overcome their difficulty by this faith.
最后看到丰盛的恩典降临到他们身上。
Then you witness abundant life that come afterwards.
所以当提摩太成长的时候。
So Timothy was growing up.
他看到外祖母他的母亲有这样的信心
He witnessed the faith of his grandmother and his mother
所以这个信心就到了提摩太的心中
Therefore the faith coming to Timothy also
继续的成长成为当时的提摩太
Continue to grow in him until he become who he is
相信今天将要受洗的这些弟兄姊妹
I believe all of us who are baptizing today
一定是受到弟兄姊妹或者他们父母的 生命的影响生命，使得他们看见了这个信息。
You are all affected by either your friend or your parents.
现在讲到你我。
As we talk about ourselves,
你的信心
，your faith，
你的孩子都可以感觉得到。
Your children can feel them.
你教他做什么，还不如你的生命影响他一点。
Whatever you tell them is not as persuasive as what you do.
因为你的生命是时时刻刻影响到孩子。
Because your living is affecting them every day.
所以这第五节
，That's why in verse five，
对我们父母来讲
，For us the parents，
是一种警惕
，is a very great warning。
我们教他要有信心
，We want to teach them to have faith。
不如让我们的信心影响到他得到信心。
Even better, that our faith affected them.
因此我要讲到下面一个母亲的祷告。
And therefore we come to the mother's prayer.
因为生命影响生命是重要。
Because life affecting life is very important.
祷告是信心的祷告就更重要。
The fear of faith is even more important.
记得在旧约里面讲到哈拿的故事。
You remember the story of Hannah in the Old Testament.
当时还没有孩子的时候
，Before she had a child，
她非常的愁苦
，She was very anxious。
因此她在神的面前就倾心吐意的祷告。
She pray to God sincerely。
因此神就听了她的祷告。
And God answered her prayer。
你知道倾心吐意的祷告是什么吗
？When he opened her heart to God in prayer，
就像一位母亲
，Just like a mother。
看到孩子的需要
，She see the need of a child。
她愿意把自己的性命都摆上去的这种祷告。
A prayer that is someone who a mother who is willing to give her life，
把最好的带给孩子们。
To give the best to the child。
当哈拿做这个祷告的时候
，When Hannah do have this prayer，
她希望有一个孩子。
She pray for a child。
而且不只是要有一个孩子。
Not only a child。
她希望这个孩子能够给神使用。
He want a child that can be used by God.
而且知道这孩子将会属于神。
A child that will belong to God.
今天我们有两个孩子将要受洗。
We also have two children baptizing today.
相信父母心中一定非常高兴。
I know the parents' heart are joyful.
不但如此，他们心中的信心。
Also the faith that is in their heart.
我相信父母的祷告是有关系。
And being affected by the parents' prayer.
所以讲到母亲的祷告。
So when we talk about the mother's prayer,
我们必须要想到一位母亲。
We must think of the mother.
继续不断地帮孩子祷告是非常重要。
It's so important that we continue to pray for our children.
因为在圣经里面很多地方跟我们讲到。
Because so many places in the Bible teach us.
比如说马太福音二十一章二十二节。
In Matthew chapter 21.
我们祷告无论说什么。
Whatever we pray.
只要信。
Just by simply believe,
就必得着。
You will receive.
这个信不是说你自己想相信什么就相信什么。
This is not a faith that whatever you ask.
这个信是无伪的信心。
That faith is a sincere faith.
是你心中真信相信神是赐福的神。
Because you truly believe that God is God who wants to give you good things.
神的应许他必然成就。
That God will fulfill His promise.
这是无伪的信心。
This is a sincere faith.
不是我们自己的自信。
Not because of your own confidence.
不是说你自己相信你的计划一定会成就。
Not that you are confident that your plan will come to fruition.
而是说你的计划希望是神的心意的计划。
Not that your faith will be in according to God's will.
神会按照神的心意成就他的计划。
But in God's will that He will fulfill His plan.
所以这就是祷告，无论求什么，只要信就必得。
That's the prayer that whatever you ask, it will be given to you.
第二个很重要的地方。
And the second important point.
要常常在神的里面。
We must be abiding in Him.
那神的话也在我里面。
Our God, His word will abide in us.
我这样祈求。
So whatever you pray,
神必会应允。
That He will answer you.
表示说母亲的祷告。
That means all the mother's prayer.
母亲要常常在神的里面。
The mother must be in God.
意思说，神的心意、神的话语，她都要遵守。
I mean, you, the mother, got to be living in God's word, in God's words.
当母亲有这样子平常的心智
，When mother live such a life,
那神的话就在母亲的心中。
While the God's word is in the mother's heart,
这时候圣灵的力量就出现了。
That's when the strength of the Holy Spirit will manifest.
当神的话语充满了母亲的心心中的时候
，When the God's word fill a mother's heart，
祷告无论求什么，一定成就。
Whatever she pray, it will be granted.
当一位母亲常常在主里面
，When the mother is in the Lord，
神的话语也在母亲的心中
，And God's word is in her heart，
这时候要好好感谢神。
You should be very grateful.
因为这时候母亲心中是被圣灵充满的一个心态。
When the heart was filled with the Holy Spirit,
你帮你孩子求什么
？Whatever you pray for your child,
神的心意就一步一步地彰显在孩子的身上。
God's word for the child will be manifest in his life.
保罗第五节就发现外祖母跟母亲的祷告。
The Paul in verse 5, remember the prayer of the grandmother and mother.
是借着无畏的信心的祷告。
A prayer of sincere faith.
为什么说母亲在祷告呢？
Why say the mother is praying?
因为保罗在前面一到三节，
Because in verse 1, 2, 3,
他就用祷告在感谢父神。
He was praying in thankfulness.
因为他感谢这位提摩太有这样的信心。
He thanked God for Timothy's sincere faith.
保罗那时候就在帮提摩太祷告。
He was praying for Timothy.
希望神继续不断加增他的恩赐。
That God would continue to increase his faith.
而且继续不断地来纪念这位提摩太。
He was remembering Timothy in his prayer.
很想再见到他。
Longing to see him again.
因为那时候他们分开了一段距离。
They've been separated by distance for a while.
所以他跟这个祷告里面说。
That's why in his prayer he said.
他说提摩太。
Timothy.
我前次跟你分别的时候
，The last time I saw you，
我还清楚记得你眼中的眼泪
，I remember your tear，
知道你心中的无畏的信心
，I know of your sincere faith，
建造了很多教会
，You have built many churches，
帮助了很多圣徒
，You have helped so many believers，
在困难中
，In their difficulty，
继续不断的来把神的道传讲出来
，That you continue to preach the words of God to them。
所以母亲的祷告
That's why a mother's prayer
一定是在无畏的信心中继续不断地帮提摩太在祷告中
will continue to help his child with sincere faith
我今天希望当然我们讲到母亲节
As we celebrate Mother's Day
我们求神真是加增母亲的力量
I pray that God will strengthen all the mothers
也加增未来母亲心中的力量
All the strength that the mother will need
让他们心中被神的话语充满
That your heart will be filled with God's words
使得他们心中想的就是神的心意
That your, what you are thinking will be God's will
这样是多美好的一种状态去祷告
What a wonderful state to pray in
为你的孩子们祷告
To pray for your children
为你的丈夫祷告
To pray for your husbands
为你家庭的前途祷告
To pray for your whole family
所以箴言里面有说
That's why in the Proverb he said
因为真是被神祝福的母亲
A one who is a mother who is used by God
她孩子都称赞她
His children will turn around and praise her
称赞她为福分
Praise her because she is a blessing
你们的孩子们因为你的祷告他们会称赞你为他的福分
Your children will turn around to praise you for your prayer
你们的丈夫
Your husband
也会感谢神
Will also thank God
他们会说
They will proclaim
这样子的才德的妇女从哪找到
Such a wonderful woman where can you find
就算是有
Even if such exists
你在里面是第一个
You are the head among them
我相信这些都是无畏信心祷告出来的
I believe these are coming from the result of sincere faith
神国里面没有一样事情是太迟的
There nothing that is too late in the kingdom of God
今天这个信息就激励我们每一位
I want to encourage everybody today.
母亲开始，父亲也要同样做。
Starting from the mother and to the father.
我们学习刚刚经文里面所讲的无畏的信心。
We will together learn to have that sincere faith.
这无畏的信心会生命影响生命到下一代。
That sincere faith that will affect lives.
不但影响到下一代。
Not only our children.
而且也扭转了他们前途的一个方向。
Will something that affect their future.
走到一个神祝福的方向。
So they will be on a course to God's blessing.
所以这时候，当有无畏的信心的时候
，When we have this sincere faith，
这个祷告是有力的。
That prayer is strong.
我们今天每一位， 在母亲节特别的日子
in this Mother's Day
被神的圣灵的感动充满
as we are moved by the Holy Spirit
让神来建造我们无畏的信心
may God build our sincere faith
让我们平常愿意在神的话语中间
that will be continue in God's word
顺服神的话语
that we obey his words
让神的话语就住在我们心中
that his word would abide in our heart
这样子的为孩子们祷告
That we will pray in such a way for our children.
为家庭祷告
That in the same way that we pray for our family.
为丈夫祷告
Pray for your husbands.
也为我们今天这个大家庭教会祷告
And also pray for our family of church.
这时候我们的信息就结束了
And that is my message for today.
让母亲的祷告成为众人的祝福
May the mother's prayer be a blessing to all.
也让神来祝福每一位母亲。
May also God bless every mother here.
他们牺牲的爱是需要神的供应的。
Because that sacrificial love of mother must be supplied.
他们要继续不断来到神的面前来充电的。
You need to be continually refurnished by God.
他们需要神的话语的安慰的。
You need to be comforted by God's words.
因为他们劳心劳力的时候是需要神的话语的供应。
Because all his labor must be supplied by God's words.
就让神也赐给他们智慧。
May God also grant them wisdom.
让他们成为孩子们的依靠。
So they can become someone the children can depend on.
成为他们建造家庭的动力。
They become the motivating force for the family.
这是我们来做一个祷告，来结束今天的信息。
We will close with a prayer.
我们在天上的父，我们求你充满我们每一位。
Heavenly Father, we pray that you fill everyone here.
今天特别的日子。
In this special day.
母亲节就求神祝福每一位母亲和未来的母亲们。
I pray that you bless every mother and every future mothers.
让他们真是做的时候有你给他们的力量。
So that they will receive strength from you.
当他们在爱的时候，有你的爱充满他们。
In their love, they will have your love that comes from you.
他们在帮孩子们做教养决定的时候
，As they educate their children,
让你的智慧充满他们。
May your wisdom fill them.
让神的爱充满他们的家庭。
May God's love fill their family.
让真理也带领到他们前面的道路。
May truth be our guide.
祝福每一个家庭。
Bless every family here.
这样祷告祈求。
We pray in Jesus' name.
是奉主耶稣基督的圣名，
阿门。